From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Israeli parliament has approved a plan to pull Israelis, both settlers and troops, out of the Gaza Strip. It's the first of several steps before an evacuation can take place. The plan bitterly divided Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Likud party, and it marks a surprising break between the settlers and the leader who defended their cause for so long. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
It's been something of a surreal experience for Israelis, watching not only Prime Minister Sharon, but his hawkish deputy Ehud Olmert and the defense minister Shaul Mofaz throw their weight behind a disengagement plan that they would expect to see from the dovish Labor Party. When Mofaz addressed the parliament today, he sounded at times like a member of the peace camp, speaking of the necessity to, quote, advance toward a reality of coexistence and peace agreements while breaking the cycle of violence. Mofaz also dismissed the right-wing view, voiced not long ago by Sharon himself, that Gaza settlements are essential to Israel's well-being.
The settlements in the Gaza Strip are not part of Israel's national security interests, not today and not in the future. Every responsible person realizes that the state of Israel cannot and does not want to rule the fate of the Palestinian population. This isn't the purpose of Zionism. Our interest is to have the state of Israel as a Jewish democratic state with a solid Jewish majority for generations to come.
In a nutshell, Mofaz articulated the problem Sharon is attempting to deal with, the likelihood that Jews may become a minority if Israel attempts to hold on to all the territory won in its wars against Arab armies. Arab-Israeli lawmakers seemed amused by the infighting on the right, but they weren't rushing to back the Sharon plan. Lawmaker Ahmed Tibi worried that it would lead to an effort to annex Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Still, he couldn't help noting the shift in Israeli thinking.
The occupier has occupied all of the land and now realizes it's too much for him and wants to make it easier for himself. In other words, he admits that he's failed.
But there are plenty of Israelis who claim a God-given right to the land of Israel who are not ready to admit defeat. Cabinet Minister Zvulun Orlov of the National Religious Party renewed the demand for a national referendum on the disengagement, frankly admitting that he only wants such a vote in order to kill the plan.
I can look the settlers in the eye and say that all of our efforts and all of our decisions are aimed at one thing only, to prevent the implementation of the plan.
Outside the Knesset, thousands of settlers and their supporters gathered to appeal to a higher authority. As the shofar sounded and rabbis led prayers, West Bank settler Itzhak Hadosh sat with his family in a small patch of shade. He said he can't believe Ariel Sharon, the man he voted for, is threatening to evict Jews from their homes. And he doesn't agree that pulling out of Gaza will strengthen Israel's hold on the West Bank, which he calls Judea and Samaria.
I feel that he can.
Unfortunately, I think so. I think this is the end. And whoever will be elected after Sharon, it will be easier for him to give up land, to return land. And even worse than now, they will be giving up Judea and Samaria and will have to leave our homes.
In the end, Sharon won 67 votes for his plan in the 120-member Knesset. This issue may yet force early elections, but some settlers point out that today's vote doesn't actually authorize any evacuations. More votes will have to be taken, and Ariel Sharon's newfound enemies will have more time to try to consign this plan to the same fate as previous Middle East initiatives. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.